What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations.
Yes, and we also talk about relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships.
Like the relationship I have with my best friend, Megan Ashley, of 20 years.
20 years, baby.
Yes, baby. Do you know for sure?
I think I know for sure, but what I do know for sure is after this episode, you're going to know something for sure.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Know For Sure podcast. I am B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
With my co-host, Megan Ashley. And we're back in the A, filming in the A. We usually like to film in Atlanta. I mean, LA, but we've been filming in Atlanta.
Expensive.
It what?
That's just the bottom line. Like, all these flights.
We taking a trip to Miami tomorrow. And Megan was like, should we get this house? I'm like, yeah, fuck it. We ball. Excuse my language. We balling. Like, the budget is 50K. She's like, the budget is 10.
budget is 5.
Shoot. You doing too much. You done got a little check. You had one show this year. Relax. I had one college show, and now I think I'm back. That little ass check. Y'all college need to up y'all budgets.
You know how fast thousands of dollars can go?
Yeah, that's
thousands.
Why.
Like, 4 years ago, I couldn't imagine spending more than $200 on a pair of shoes.
Are you out of your rabid ass mind?
I just bought some shoes for Easter. That was $1,000. Just, and I'm not going to wear them again, probably.
Ever. But just, we be in Neiman's like, get those in a size 9. Bitches made a little bit of money. Now we on South Beach.
One little check. Jesus.
First of all, we're taking a trip to Miami tomorrow. And me and her both hate boats because we get
motion sickness. Bad. We can't even drive in cars.
We can't even sit in the back seat of a car. I said, fuck it. We getting a yacht. We gonna be on that
Throwing up. All for a vibe.
All for a picture. All for the aesthetic.
Irritated.
Like, do you have some Dramamine? But I booked the boat.
Do you have some ginger?
Booked the $3,000 yacht for Sunday. Y'all gonna see it on Instagram because we gonna get a picture.
Yeah, it's gonna look like I had a blast. I'll tell you that.
But really, I'm throwing up. All for the vibe.
All for the vibe.
We've been spending money.
Woo. But you know what, though? Here's the thing. We spend money, but I can speak for both of us. We spend money the way we give money.
That's good.
As easy as we spend it is as easy as we give it, which is why we get it to spend it.
Which is why I'm not saying be
irresponsible
with your money, but we truly believe and we know money is never an issue.
Yeah.
We know this is a $1 billion brand. We know For Sure is going to be a production company. We know For Sure is going to write scripted series. We know For Sure is going to have retreat.
Okay. Jesus.
Well, I need them to know.
Well, you need to know. They don't need to know.
All right. Well,
we need to know. They'll just have to see
okay,
it.
Okay, y'all going to see it.
Just wait and see.
I'm just letting you know the billions is coming.
She is so.
Ooh, yes. I see it on my land. No other humans but me and you. In
it's
the mansion.
Like when B gets in a
ooh,
certain
with my man. I'm going to be walking around naked. I see it. Jesus. My kids, sit down.
Oh,
come here.
Speaking of kids.
Come here. Where's your daddy? I ain't talked to him in 3 days.
Braylon, okay, that's what you're
no, I'm just kidding.
Like, what? Anyway.
What about kids?
Nothing.
What were you finna say?
Well, I was man with a lot of kids is here.
Jesus. I okay. forgot.
Oh, yeah.
We have a guest, y'all. My bad.
Yeah, I was so into my...
I'm like, we have a guest. Save that for another time.
Oh, I thought that was the intro. I thought the camera fade out. So I was on the camera the whole time?
No.
Okay, good. That's amazing, man.
We have a guest.
I'm enjoying this.
And what's crazy is just sitting here when we all sat on the couch, I was like, this was supposed to be our podcast.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, y'all left
2 years
y'all
ago.
Y'all left me, man. That's crazy.
Glory be to God. We had to go with his will.
Yeah, man. Y'all left me, man.
No,
we didn't leave you.
It didn't work out.
It just didn't work out.
Oh, yeah. I forgot what happened.
It just didn't work.
We got into it.
It didn't work.
What do you mean you forgot?
Oh, yeah. That's what. Ooh.
Oh, we got it. Oh, yeah. No, you
made me cry.
No, I'm sorry about making you cry. I didn't make you cry.
I was like, Country Wayne is so mean.
She really did call me crying. Like,
she
it was,
probably was sleeping, man. I probably just talked to her.
No, you made her cry. Crying. You were so mean.
I cried when you on the phone. You heard me cry.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't hear you cry now. I don't like to see a woman cry. That's why I'm single. Cause I don't even like to see that.
You doing all that crying.
I don't like to see a woman hurt.
We need a breakup.
Well, what would she be hurt for if you were treating her right?
I just don't like to see her. I don't like to see her hurt for me. So I don't want nothing human of me to make her feel like that.
But what you doing to make her cry?
I'm like, what?
It could be anything, you know. Me, I'm the type of person, you know, I just take my energy back. If I'm focused on something else, I ain't. So it could be anything.
Well, y'all, we got Country Wayne. How many kids you got?
10.
Ooh, no, do Jesus. You really? 10. I'm sorry. 10. I thought it was 8.
I thought it was, yeah, I thought it was 8 too.
Oh, no, they getting out of there, though. Yeah, they getting out of there fast.
And talk. How many, I'm not going to say baby mamas, mothers?
Five.
Oh, that's okay. Good. So each one got 2.
Nah.
Oh.
First one, her high school sweetheart, she got 3.
Oh, that's sweet.
And his wife, she got 3. And then
the other one spread out.
Yeah, the other spread out.
He's like, Jesus.
Grace period.
No, seriously. Yeah. Like Nick Cannon recently, hey Nick, I love you. I'm coming back to Wild and Out. Up the budget.
One time for Nick Cannon.
One time for Nick. He recently forgot one of his kids when he was naming his kids.
And they were posting him and making it like a bad thing. And I'm like, I have 3 and I forget their names all the time.
For sure.
I call my kids the dog's names. I'm like, hey, you, number 2.
Number 2.
Why everybody big be going head, in like, on Nick, though?
No, I love Nick.
I think, okay, well, you're kind of in a similar situation. Mm-hmm. You don't have as many, I don't believe as many mothers as he does, but do you find that it's hard to have so many children in so many different places? Like, how do you manage spreading that time out? And is it
realistic?
Yeah, is it realistic? And what's the effects of that on your children?
Yeah, it's you know, it's challenging, but it could be challenging even with one. It'd be other challenges. So, but you know, the more money you got, the easier it is. Mm-hmm. Like all my baby mamas, I moved them all around me.
That's good.
So okay.
They're all in Atlanta.
So they're all in the Atlanta. Same city.
Wow. Except for one. The last one, I moved to here, but she ain't had no support here, so she moved back to Kansas City with my latest child. But I moved them all around me, and I just kind of, like, took care of their life. But I freed them, though. It ain't like, okay, I give you this money, you can't do this and that. You can still be in relationships. If you got your boyfriend stay with you, I'm still going to pay the bills because I can't have my child.
Wow.
So it's like I had to come to reality. Like, okay, I got to really support this for me to spend time with my children.
So they live, I'm sure they're not all on the same property together.
No,
they're
it's just like in within the surrounding. 10 minutes.
Okay, so you're able to see them as often as you want.
Yeah, everybody got a room in my house, so they all through there. Like Zarya there right now. They come through there during the day sometimes when I don't even know. My baby mama's got keys to my house because in case I'm not there, they might go sit with this child if she's over there. So it's like a open door policy.
And it's that's like, cool.
So do they all interact with each other?
Yeah.
The mother.
Yeah, they just went to Panama City together. Two of them, Gina and Taquisha, they gathered the children the most, and they all just went to Panama. They all just went for the weekend.
Okay, wow. So that's interesting because Nick said that he doesn't really, I don't know if it's not what his belief is, but he hasn't practiced getting his children together at once. And I don't,
I
find
that's important,
that
though.
Very difficult to understand because I'm like, those are their siblings.
Siblings. At the end of the day, like, that's their brothers.
How old are his kids?
I mean, they're babies. Now, so I understand they're little.
Cause my latest child, she just moved to Kansas City because she's 1.
Mm-hmm.
But I had these 7 of them by the time I was 22.
Right.
So I'm 35 now. So people don't know my children are teenagers. Tony go to college this year. Tamar, my children. I'm about out of there. I ain't in that stage. My children are grown.
But the difference I think with you and him is that you keep your children within 10 minutes of you. I don't think that that's his situation.
Yeah.
And I feel that as a mom of 3, it is, and that my children live with me, it is extremely hard to be in 3 places
at once.
You're in 8 places, however many children he has, and they're all in different places.
Yeah.
I could not imagine. And the question that I have is like, live your life, do your thing, like that's your choice. But is that beneficial and healthy for your children?
For the children?
Not for, I guess, not for the the surface part. It could you be like, okay, that's not healthy. But at the same time, especially when you come from black people, you know, most time we our first millionaires. Mm-hmm. So common sense tell us, to be honest, I feel like people should have a lot of children, because you get them children still got better chances than a child with a parent all the time. Mm-hmm. That's just the reality.
Did you go into it with that mindset? Like, I want to have a lot of children?
Oh, yeah, I knew that from when I was young.
Got you.
Because I'm like...
So it was intentional.
Yeah, it was intentional. I'm not going to lie. Like, when I was in the streets, I didn't really care. Because I'm like, man, I know the women I was dealing with, I knew them. They all from my hometown. Mm. Like, bro, I'm going to have this money. You know, I want a lot of kids, because I was like, how do I spread the wealth? Because when you black... You know, we grew up in poverty, so I'm like, if you do got a way to get some money, you got that in you, you kind of want to mm-hmm. have some kids, because you mm-hmm. want to see how they gonna become mm-hmm. and spread that wealth. Because it's like, if you know you're gonna have some money, you really got that drive. You
like
must,
legacy.
You must have. You must, like, as a man. You know, you don't have to, but I don't see nothing wrong with it, because mm-hmm. that's a lot of chances of that child. Like, my dad had 8 children. Mm-hmm. It took a lot of, it took one of them. You only need one out of that crew mm-hmm. to plant that seed to get everybody out.
Yeah.
Mm. So I'm like, man, I know what's in me. If I could put it in one of these children, a couple of my children got it. Mm-hmm. Not all of them.
I don't think it's the numerous children. I think it's the separate households. Yeah. Would you have rathered it be in the same household or
yeah,
not necessarily?
Yeah, of course. It's like, just okay. more, it's more peaceful for me, but for them, it's like, you know, they want their parent in there. But at the end of the day, I was good. I ain't gonna lie. I know how I felt as a child. I didn't care about none of that. Mm. I really did.
But see, I think that's the thing. I think it's hard to, as a parent, we're basing a lot of our decisions based off of kind of how we yeah, were raised
exactly.
and how we feel.
Or what we had to get
but
through.
But we don't know what our children are gonna experience. And I feel like it could possibly lead to resentment. Mm-hmm. And
that's true.
Division when we are making decisions solely based off of ourselves and our own experiences
that's
and
true.
What we want for, you know what I mean? Instead of saying, what is the most practical, productive scenario for a child? Mm-hmm. And I know for me, I live in the house with my children, and there are tons of things that are situations that occur where one child is at a baseball game and then my other child is playing is doing Taekwondo, and I have to choose, right? I couldn't imagine having to choose between 8 children. And I know, I don't know if that's, and you can tell me if it uh-huh. is, but is that a thought? Because yes, you can give them financial wealth.
Yeah, exactly.
You can give them wealth all day. But what about that emotional support? Mm-hmm. What about the physical presence of you actually being there? Mm-hmm. Your situation is probably a little bit more practical.
No, it's sometimes I miss, and my daughter, they feel some type of way, because you can't be everywhere at one time. So mm-hmm. I know you.
But what if it's not because of work? Because I have that experience. Uh-huh. I can't do this because I have to work. What if it's because I'm with another child that you don't have a relationship with, and that's not your mom's child? Like, I'm uh-huh. with your sibling, and that's why I can't be with you for your special thing, because I'm with a sibling from another relationship in another household, and now you're doing that 8 times.
Yeah.
Mm. You see what I, or however it's, many it, times. It, you see what I'm saying? It, like, how do you process that as a child? And are we thinking about the psychological effects of that and emotional effects of that for our children?
Yeah.
Or are we just saying, well, I want to give them wealth, so I need to have as many children as possible to spread that wealth out? Mm-hmm. But are we thinking about
time,
the other part of the legacy,
mm-hmm.
the emotional, the, you know, all of that?
All right, you guys, really quickly, before we move on with this episode, you already know we're about keeping it real on this podcast. That's why we're so excited to share our experience with Brow Casa Complete Eyebrow Growth Treatment. Y'all see my eyebrows? They're naturally thick, but don't play, because it really, really helps.
Yes, you guys, this is the real deal, okay? I've been using it for a few weeks now, and the brow serum really helped accelerate my brow growth, while the balm helps keep them moisturized and looking very healthy.
Yes, and I know y'all know I have thick brows, okay? I know I do, I know. So... didn't know if it would be for me, but this treatment is so bomb and it's prevented any potential shedding and kept my brows so soft and healthy.
The best part is that it's all natural. It smells good. And you know how much we love an all-natural product.
It's the natural part for me, especially because I've been working on my skin and wearing less makeup. Y'all know I haven't really had on much makeup lately, so my brows are a huge part of my face. So I want to make sure that they are right. The Balm is perfect for anyone who's had trouble growing their brows. Whether your brows are thin, sparse, overplucked, the treatment can help.
Yes, honestly, I've tried so many different products. Being an esthetician, I've tried so many things. And honestly, I love how easy it is to apply this product, and it's travel friendly.
And if you guys need any more convincing, this product has been developed for over 5 years by Shekinah, who is not only the owner of Brow Casa, but also a part of our KFS family. She's been on the podcast before, and I know you know her.
Yes, we love Shekinah, and we love you guys. So our audience is going to get an exclusive deal, 20% off your next purchase with the complete treatment, which includes the brow serum and the brow balm. So the promo code is KFS20 at your checkout. That's KFS20 for 20% off.
Yes. Go get them brows right, y'all. We love y'all. Back to the show.
Yeah, that's important because it's like I might be at a basketball game with Tamar, but Melissa wants me to be at her dance. But I'm like, July, I canceled all my shows because I was I'm like, I ain't doing no shows in July. I'm going, Melissa, I'm going to your thing in Virginia. But it's like, I think a child, I tell everybody this. My daddy used to tell us he was hustling. He couldn't be around. A child can feel if it's really, it's a connection to your child.
Yeah, why you so really can't
they,
be
they
there.
They really
why,
more
yeah,
reasonable
yeah, yeah.
than us.
For sure.
Because
for
they're, sure. But I think if your child really feel like you're really putting them first, they're going to understand that to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Because without, and that's what I noticed about my children. My the mothers would be like, I'd be like, nah, man, these children really smarter than y'all. Cause I talk, they talk. I'm like, no, they really could. Children smarter.
Like, you act a little dumb. Yeah, a little like, silly. This 2 year old is on to something.
They more smarter. Children are more smarter than us because they more connected. The day you born, the father we get away from God because we start sinning. That child is that child know more than you know. They know more than we know. And if a parent is doing their best, a parent is not going to be perfect. They're doing their best within their heart. Every situation is different. I wouldn't advise nobody having a bunch of kids. I advise somebody.
He's like, I'm not saying do this.
It's better for that child with the two parents in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so better. You believe that? You
yes,
believe? Okay.
It's definitely better for that child for support of love and that, and something different because I turned out different because I really had love and it wasn't even my parents. My mom passed away when I was 11. My dad wasn't there like that, but I got sent to my daddy people house, which they was friends with my mom. But it was love there. So like my sons, my daddy, I had to retire him, bro. You ain't working no more. Bam. So he's there with my daughter Zaria while I'm here. So it's like a big support system.
Yeah.
It's like I had to free my whole family so they can feel that love in some kind of way.
Yeah.
So it's like everybody free. My sisters, like they'll go to Siobhan's house, which is my sister. She don't work. I just freed everybody. So it's like love everywhere. And then her niece. I mean,
which allows more time for
it's
people
more
to
time
be together.
For different people because realistically, one parent ain't gonna be able to. It's
do it all.
And honestly, it's hard for two parents to do. My children grew up with two parent household, and now that's a little different, but. You need a village at the end of the day. Yeah. Like you need
everybody.
It takes a village. And it's not just the love of two people, it's the love of everyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And surrounding a child with a supportive system. So I do believe in that. I just wonder.
I believe in the two parent home. Yeah. No, I believe that's more nurturing.
Do you
want
to get married?
Or me?
Or not?
Why
look.
You say who me? Yes, who else is she talking to?
Man, I ain't gonna lie.
You want to get married? Who me?
Nah, I don't really. What? Nah, she had to be somebody on there. She had to be free. She had to be free.
Free spiritually, financially, mentally.
She just got to be free from her. She got to be free. She had to be free for me to marry her. I could be there for a woman if she's not free of her trauma. But I can't marry because it's like, I'm free.
Okay, do you believe in monogamy? Like being
yes,
with one
I don't
person?
Got time. Yes.
Okay, so you can be with one person, but you're not necessarily marrying
them. Yeah, because really when you're really busy, you ain't really got time to be with multiple women. If you really handling your business and your kids at the same time in your life, you don't got time for that. If you got to sleep 8 hours, I'm gonna get mine. I ain't got that.
I know that's right.
I need eight.
I need eight.
Yeah. But I really need 10.
Really, you don't. You need a good
I'll be
six.
Waking up like, I'm still sleepy.
You need six because you're not resting while you're asleep.
Yeah,
mind sleeping racing. And resting are racing. Two different things.
I was telling my daddy that last night. I was like, man, listen up. I say, your flesh could be asleep, but your spirit going to be up.
Woo-wee.
Sometimes if you're in the right place. I've been telling my kids, I'm like, hey, man, y'all need to keep our room clean. I said, God will visit you more.
All this mess.
I told him that. I said, because you'll be asleep, but your spirit be up. I don't trust nothing right here. This don't feel right.
All these toys
so,
and
so people yeah. like, I chaos. Yeah. No, chaos. When your spirit and your flesh get some rest.
Yo, that is really true, though. Like, when your space is clean,
yeah.
you can relax.
You can breathe. It's like you can breathe.
You be seeing stuff in the darkness. Oh, that's a jacket. Put the jacket
up. Put the jacket up.
Ooh, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. I remove all of these demonic.
He's like, remove
the jacket. It's the not laundry. A demon. It's, your, it's laundry your laundry that you didn't fold, for sure.
100%.
Be scaring me. So you would have a life partner.
Man, I marry a woman if she, like, ready to get married. Most people still got ambitions. Of life, I don't have none. I don't. My goal, man.
You like exceeded them.
No, I just always want a connection with God, and I ain't want to be selling drugs no more. So
he's like, mate, I made it.
If I would have had a job making $40 an hour flipping tires or whatever, man. As long as my family, I was peaceful. And I was just telling my brother them this the other day. Even when I was in the projects, I was peaceful.
Mm. I was. Too.
It's just that,
yeah.
Everybody yeah, around yeah, you ain't, yeah. and you like, I gotta change this.
Yep.
I gotta change this. I gotta change it for this person. So it's like I don't have no ambitions.
I
ain't got time to be in the bed.
Knock this mic out.
Hear somebody talking about this big idea they got. I'm like, man, God. Damn, I don't care. God, I swear I don't care, man. What the?
Ooh, well, you need to go over there and make it happen. And come on back when you're ready.
I do not want to hear about ooh-wee.
Oh, I'm sleepy. Like, what the hell are you talking about, man? I don't care about you. Go do it. Yeah.
Go do it.
I ain't really, I don't think I'm a good boyfriend when it comes to that part.
So what? Okay. So what would you be looking for specifically?
Somebody who just right now just want to have fun and live and enjoy the time we got left on this earth. Because we only got 35. We ain't got
so somebody that's already walking in their purpose, not trying to find it.
Just
somebody that's established, knows their purpose, already walking.
We might not wake up tomorrow, so it's like a person who just think about the main things first: health, drink water, and love. Then we can go get some money, but we might
right.
not make
I know
it.
That's right.
I could die tomorrow.
I know that's
so
right.
So I'm like, I need somebody who enjoy today. Cause I like that. I ain't gonna lie. I like making love. You know what I mean? I don't feel like that's why I ain't nothing never. That's why I ain't never drank nothing, because ain't nothing feel better than that. I don't even know why. It ain't nothing else. God, when God gave us that one, he ain't mess up. So I'm like,
hey. I hate you.
He's like, all this drinking and weed. All you gotta do is have sex.
Have sex.
Have
yeah.
sex.
I'm like, and then come the conversation out, I'd be tired.
No.
Don't talk to me about your dreams. Like, roll over and take a nap.
Really?
Yes, man. I'm simple. I'm a country boy, though. So you got to think about it. I don't care about none of that. I don't, brother, I don't care about this fame. As people can tell, like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I just got it because, okay, this is what I got to do.
This was your outlet.
Yeah. Yeah. To do this and that, go make. Bro, I'd be chilling, man. I don't be. I know money is important, so I'm gonna get me some money, and I got to get a lot of it because it take a lot to feed my family because they ain't got the faith like I got. So I get the money for them because
ooh-wee.
I don't care if I don't got nothing, I'm good.
Jesus,
as long as I got him, you know. But so I need a woman.
But
who,
you got that mentality, which is the key,
the mindset.
It's the mindset,
and that. Some people in your family, your village, your environment, your friends, they'll never have it.
Ooh, yeah. And
they'll never have it.
I kind of like a woman. I ain't going to lie. I got a joke on stage. I'm like, man, ambitious women cooch ain't that good sometimes because they use all their juices up here. Them lazy women, that juice be down there. They be like, baby, stop thinking so much. Not tonight.
That's like when Just Niche say, broke nigga dick. She's like, broke nigga dick is the best. Because
yeah.
they ain't been doing nothing all day. It's on the charger all day. Man, shout out to Just Niche.
I don't like to marry. It was a girl I tried to, it was recently, man.
You was going to marry her?
I every time I get with a girl for real relationship, I'm thinking about marriage.
Wow.
No matter what. If I'm in a relationship, I only been about 4 or 5 relationships.
Okay.
I go thinking about the wedding immediately. I'll get married.
Not immediately.
So do you want to get married or not?
Yeah,
you
I get
do,
married.
But you're
I
saying
want
it's
to,
very
but I don't know how realistic it is. But I definitely every relationship I was in, man, relationships feel good. Every relationship I was in was a good relationship.
Oh, look at Wayne.
Then what happened?
You love them.
If they were good.
Man, the world. Most women, most people.
So it was
people,
the world, wasn't you?
It wasn't nothing about you?
It ain't never me, obviously.
It's not obvious, Wayne.
No, it's never because I'm still going to focus on that person. Because if it was me, if I was with a woman, most likely, if it was me, I wouldn't be able to go back.
Mm-hmm. But you can always go back.
I know it wasn't me. But if I say that, it's going to sound arrogant. But no, if you ask them, they know.
So that's you're a good boyfriend.
Oh, I know how to treat a woman. I know how to make a woman. She don't want to. If I'm with a woman, man, she good.
Not just financially though.
Nah,
emotionally.
She don't even care. She good. It's just the world. That internet. The internet is a tree. It's the same apple bit off on the back of your phone. That was in the garden. You know what I mean?
He's like, you see this apple?
So
that is what Eve bit.
You know, I don't been in a relationship. And the only problem be, they want me to be more like the world.
In what way?
Like, why we don't do this and why we don't do that? Man, I'm doing this first. Man, I'm not going to go buy
or
that.
Or stuff you see on the internet. Yeah, it's like, goals and
I'm not doing that. I'm not going to the so-and-so and we had this moment because they ain't my vibe. First of all, I'm vegan. I'm going to be homeless as hell. There ain't nothing but chicken wings. To be honest,
I'm vegan.
When you get vegan, it's hard to be in a relationship with somebody.
No, for sure.
Because eating is the most time you're going to spend.
Well, then y'all would be perfect for each other because you're vegan.
I'm vegetarian.
Yeah,
I eat a little dairy.
Yeah, be eat healthy.
Anyway, so if you weren't doing comedy.
You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show.
Be hate me in real life, though.
No, she doesn't.
You're mean. Oh, you were only mean to me one time.
Man,
I can't forget
man,
it.
Me and B close, man. B know that.
No. That's how we got him back on the pod. Or on the pod. Because we hung
what's,
out with him.
What's your type, B?
This is not about me.
Oh, what's your type?
I don't know.
Well, like, what
God-fearing.
Oh, yeah?
He's like, fun type.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus is popping. It is.
What kind of man make you blush? Like, make you smile and just get that little tingly feeling when you still feel like you just, like, innocent and, you know, in third grade, like, still give you butterflies, you know what I mean?
Somebody that's nice. No, for real, God-fearing. Somebody that's focused on their purpose and knows their purpose. I think that changes as I change.
Yeah.
Because 2 years ago, I wouldn't have said that.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, fine, a hustler, nice, like, all the basic shit. But now it's, like, deeper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up, man.
What is the next question? You just, are so annoying.
I'm just enjoying.
Country Rain really made me cry, y'all.
I ain't
you was so mean to me. You fired me.
No, I ain't fired you.
You did.
You just ain't, man. You
nah,
just
nah, nah. Mom. All right. We talk about off the mic.
No, we talk about on the mic.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, B, Simone, I asked her to be in the movie, and she said yes. I said, okay, what's your rate? And I said, I'm going to pay you more than da-da-da-da. I said, cool. So next thing I know, the lady I produced with called me back and said, B. Simone asked about back end. I said, hold up, back end? So I called B like, what's up with the back end? So I said, no.
Why is that bad?
Because you don't understand the business. You only get back end if you put up the money. You can't get your feet and the back end. So you going to work for free?
Oh.
I'm like, it makes a little sense. You
say it out. Megan's like, well, I didn't know all that.
Yeah, I didn't know all that.
So. No, I asked for points.
Yeah, but that's back end.
I know.
But you would have had to work for free, most likely.
Or you would have to come down on the rate.
Yeah, you have to come
I was out. Willing to come down on the rate. Because you told me up front it was too much. You're like, that's too much.
Yeah, and then.
And then he was like, you know what? Just forget it. You're fired. I'll find another woman to do it.
You don't want
to
work with me because you think, I don't know. You think, I don't know why you don't want to work.
No, you were. I think your point, I think both of your points were valid. I think that you responded in a way that wasn't productive.
Because, you know, the reason why I responded like that, because she know me. I'm like, hold up, nah. You know I'm going to put you in your best interest. Why are you questioning me?
I think that's a man thing, though.
No, I've been there, but nah, what it
but
is.
But that's like what he said at Alex's house. He was like, you don't need to be worried about me. You need to worry about
you
Hollywood.
You got to watch Wayne. You know, I already know. Like, she knows.
But I don't think it was a trust thing.
What it was. And then I asked you, I said, we're supposed to be in the skit. I say, look. I say, B, I'm
oh,
gonna
my
give,
God. That was 4 years ago.
I say, B, I'm going to give you $10,000 for one day and go do these skits. She said, I think that's low. I'm like, for skits? Like, she just don't know.
Because he makes $1 million a month doing these skits.
Well, that's pocket watching.
He said, well, that's a different conversation.
Yeah, that's you can't punish me for
that's pocket watching. Hey. You want to be on set all day. You knew they would have went viral, and I would have had to keep coming because our storyline would have been bomb.
Yeah, you're going to keep getting your money.
Oh.
Mm.
But that, I don't know. She just ain't trustworthy.
Well, listen, I'm available to do a skit for $10,000 a day.
$10,000. What do you need me to do? I will be the wife, the side bitch.
I will do a skit with you for $10,000 a day.
All right, let's do a skit. Ooh, let's do a skit with No For Sure.
Yeah,
so, me and Megan put us in the
yeah we oh yeah definitely I already see 12 skits just popped in my head now you can't charge me for these because it's gonna be cross promotion.
He's like I didn't charge nothing yeah, in you ain't charging me
yeah we almost ain't going to podcast yeah
my feelings were just hurt but I'm over it
but I think also you were just in a different space too where she was super sensitive
I was super sensitive now, what it is, I was trying to figure stuff out with my business and my brand yeah. Like I didn't know
love make you cry. Oh what it God. Was.
Oh, my God.
No,
oh, my
what?
God. Oh, my God.
No, be a boss. You know what I'm saying? So what it is, she had a man. Like, even if I was, I don't care if my woman is Beyonce. if I'm working in the garbage truck, if I'm a man.
No, I wasn't in a relationship then.
No, I'm saying. Oh, I just talked to her like a man. Mm-hmm. I just talked to her like, hey, I talked to her like we Braylon and Wayne. Mm-hmm. So that's hit sensitive because she be Simone. Mm-hmm. So ain't nobody finna talk to her like that. Mm-hmm. But it was out of love.
It was like personal, not business.
It was like bro. It like, was like it was like brother and sister. I'm like, hey, B, man, I ain't stuck no brain.
Well, she doesn't like confrontation either. So anything would have made her cry.
Triggered me. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Any type of like
I see.
I learned that in therapy. I don't like not being liked.
I take accountability though too, because I'm kind of fly with my words. I don't curse.
Yeah, you were fly with. That's what I'm saying. You were harsh.
But you were harsh.
Yeah, but it wasn't personal. I'm like, if you ask anybody, I'm like that with everybody. And it's behind closed doors, so you know it ain't personal. It's like, it ain't for no show. It's just, that's who I am.
Yeah.
Like, it don't matter because I'm like that.
But do you believe that you have to, like, cater things to your audience?
Like, what? Each person you talk to like, based
because
off that
what's,
person.
It's more important.
My audience know I'm like that.
No, I'm saying when you're talking to...
Everybody know I'm kind of crazy, man.
No, I'm talking about, like, with your children. You know your children. Oh. And you know, like, what gets through to each kid. And it might be different. It might be... One kid might need a little bit more attention. One kid, you might have to just say it one time and they got it. Uh-huh. Other kid, you have to motivate them, bribe them. Like, right, I don't know. Right. Every child is different. I feel like with what I've learned in our relationship is that knowing who you're talking to so that you can get the message to the person that you're talking to.
Yeah.
Instead of just trying like to you deliver catered. It in
I'm
the way
gonna
that you want
to. I'm not going to talk to you the same way I talk to Megan.
Yeah.
Because y'all receive information differently.
And you don't want the message to get missed because of... miscommunication.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right about that. You have to talk to, but if people see the way I talk to my
he's
kids.
He's like, yeah. But what I'm saying is.
If people see the way I talk to my kids, I'll probably get locked up. Let me tell you something. I do not play with them. I told my daughters the other night. I said, man, we come around here in this kitchen and we have this fake family moment. Everybody smile like white, like perfect. I said, y'all know y'all out there talking to them boys on the phone, sending them little messages. I'm like, let's have a real conversation. I'm that person. I can't. So my kids.
I'm that person too. I believe in all transparency.
No, for sure.
I'm very real with my kids.
You have a safe space
for
your children.
But I know that like my oldest Eli is, you can just talk to him and he gets it. Like he doesn't need harsher punishment. Jonah, you damn near have to, like...
I will kick your butt.
I told Jonah the other day I was going to chop his feet off and make him walk on his ankles. Like, I'm sick of you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But he needs that more, like, harsher...
Tough love.
Yeah, than like, Eli.
Eli
does.
Yeah. Just is like, I don't...
But I'm still the same. Like, I'm still the same.
Character, standards. Yeah,
I just feel like you can kind of cater it to that person.
I could have handled it different, but she was still going to be on set questioning because what it is, it's just like, she don't know what Wayne... She think I'm slick. So she like, no matter what he said, Wayne finna gonna make an extra something off this, and we go. for sure. So that's
okay. He's a hustler.
Okay, but can you at least admit that in this comedy world that you guys are in, you guys all kind of came up together
for sure. He popped off on Facebook. DC, I started on Vine. DC started on Vine.
85 South, like the guys. Yeah, everybody kind of came up. Desi
at the same time doing our own thing.
But it's, I feel like it's a lot, the path for you and Vina and Jess and, you know, Lice and Keisha, like the path for y'all was a lot harder than like for the guys. Because I feel like you guys can get together real quick. Y'all can do a show together. Like it's, you know, when you see comedy shows, it's mostly
one
men.
Girl.
It's one girl.
It's harder.
It can only be one girl.
So I think,
and you tried to break that though. You were like, you tried to get all of us together and do, you know, tours.
I just think it's harder for I think that might have been part of the response too is like because all the guys make all the money and then it's like the women I'm just as talented I have like I'm like I feel like B is just as talented but I don't think that her gift gets as much of respect as the male gift
man B funny bro. I don't mean no girl's funny They sell more tickets than a lot of men.
They do. And I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to like minimize it. But I do think that like the path is way easier for the men in a certain way.
I think B, that's in a lot of industries too. Big because only thing, see, you got to think, who ain't too many guys can sell tickets like a, you know, 85 South teamed up.
Right.
They're just being real. Just being transparent. Before that, I think DC Young Fly sells most individual tickets. Mm-hmm. So, but I think... It's like she still one of the top dogs.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? But it's harder for a woman to get there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you don't see shows that are mainly females and one male.
Right.
That's either an all female show
Or yeah. it's all males and one female.
But you don't see mostly females and a male.
Yeah.
But you know why? Because most females ain't finna team up. I tried that. Like, that's what it is.
I'm like, we did too. I was like, come on, B, come on.
Yeah. Nah, I feel you, like, though. Yeah, everything you said correct. But with B, I was just like, man, she know I ain't going to try to do it. Even everybody in the industry. I'm the type of person that want to help the whole comedy industry. Cause I understand the whole game. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The more we go up.
Yeah.
The bigger the price get.
Yeah.
Because what happens, rappers get so much money. Yeah.
For everybody.
So I understand the game because we all blew up, but I got a different background than everybody who blew up. Cause I had money before the comedy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I walked into the game already, done made a meal. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So we all, so when I come in the game, I'm coming from a straight business point. Cause I know if all of us don't turn up, like, the price be low.
Yeah.
Like the bigger you pop off as a rapper, soon as the baby pop off, Gorilla probably getting 50 to 100 a show right now.
Right,
a comedian pop off, be big and still getting 10, 15.
Right.
So it's like, I understood what I be trying to do is like, everybody got to, so that
go,
way.
Everybody has to go up, so we're all here. Because
that's how the price got up for real. I started asking for the money. Mm. Every promoter know that. Wayne ain't going to, you, man, I'm going to ask. So it did. Even the comedy club, I was the first one that they let in comedy clubs to get the door deal. Then after me, it let out because I asked. I'm like, well, this Bruce them got it.
Well, I won't come.
Yeah, I won't come.
Right.
So
good
it's like, so it's just like when I came to B, you know, I knew it was good intentions. So I was like, I was blind. Like, what you talking about? I'm going to look at it regardless. You know what I'm saying? So
well, hopefully in the future.
Let me know. I'm available tomorrow. For sure.
You can
do me a little skit.
Do something. But I do love the fact that, like, you are big on like bringing people together, like the people that you know and you know,
or that
creating
you see
opportunity.
Talented too, yeah.
And really, I'm gonna be real transparent. It ain't just for them. I ain't one of the person like I'm just doing it for them.
No, I know.
It's for me because I understand that when the comedy game up, that's why I spend money. It ain't just, I don't care about that stuff, but I do it because I know when they see your perception of you, the price go up.
Mm-hmm.
So that rappers do a good job on marketing.
Yeah.
Comedians. Yeah. Be chilling too much. Yeah, and I'm like, nah, bro, we got to get the money up.
And get together.
Get together.
When people see it, like, that's what I was.
I wanted to ask you, because you have made it a commitment to not cussing your comedy. And how hard is that? Why did you commit to that? And then is that hard
at all? Did you ever cuss in your stand-up?
No, I ain't never cursed. By the time I started cursing in the skits, and I took off immediately. Like, I was like, all the rappers were sharing me. This was Rich on the Corn was hot and all that. But when I stopped cursing because my first manager, she was like, you should stop cursing because it'll reach a broader audience.
Mm.
And then my grandma then was watching it and it was like, oh, I'm trying to, she'd be like, you funny, but.
I don't want
to
hear all that.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I like a challenge. So I said, man, I'm going to do it without cursing.
That's good.
And I kept the same cadence in it. And when it worked in my favor because now to monetize online, if I would have been cursing, it would have been hard to try to stop that now. So God knew that I was going to be making this.
He was preparing me.
And I listened to people. Like, I learned, like, if you tell me something, I'm going to listen like you're a mother. So when you was talking, I'm like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? B, tell me something. Like, yeah, y'all right. You are a woman. So I understand. I'm a great listener. To be a good talker, you got to be a good listener. So when she told me that, I listened. I wasn't like, nah, I'm going to do it my way. This, I, no, bro. I was like, I thought about it. I'm like, Bill Cosby had more money than all of them. Jerry Seinfeld is the richest comedian in the wealthiest comedian in the world.
He don't cuss.
It's the ones that didn't curse.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? They're really.
I'm working on my tongue now.
I'm trying to.
I am trying. I only say like 3 on this episode.
Well, some days I try and some days I don't. I'll be honest.
Hey, KFS family. Hold on. Real quick. I'm going to be honest with y'all, okay? I used to be a pad type of girl, not a tampon type of girl. I'm not even going to lie. I was always scared that I was going to leak through because I have a heavy flow and I did not want to have an accident while I was on my cycle. But I'm not going to lie, y'all. As I've gotten older, I've gotten more comfortable, especially using Tampax. You don't even feel the Tampax tampon. It's comfortable and safe, so you are not leaking while you are on your cycle. You guys, when my period comes, I don't want to have to modify and limit what I do. Y'all know we travel a lot. We have long pod days. We're always working. So I want to make sure I am comfortable and I am not leaking. Tampax has been able to help me do that while I'm on my period. Once I found out that they can protect me the same as my pad and they don't hurt, it took me a couple tries to get it right. But now that I know how to properly insert a Tampax, I don't even
Feel it, y'all. Tampax allows me the freedom and flexibility to do everything on my cycle. You guys, pads and tampons can protect you the same, even on your heaviest flow days. And Tampax has really allowed me to believe and know that. All right, you guys, back to the show.
Yeah.
Because sometimes...
No, but each his own, though, good. Man. People who curse funnier than me. But I
no,
just...
for sure, for sure.
No, but I think that that's important, though. Yeah, especially yeah. because the messaging and the purpose behind it. Mm. Like, I feel like you have a very God-focused...
Brand.
God-mentality brand. Like, whatever the comedy is, mm-hmm. they know Jesus pop. Like, that's your Jesus thing. You know what I'm yeah. saying? So that's still the foundation of your of who you are.
Yeah.
And the same with us. Like, that's the foundation of who we are. So we could reach... A broader audience, which means our message is broader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the foundation of our message yeah. is broader.
Yeah.
If we kind of, and what was crazy is I did that Zoom last night, didn't cuss one time.
One time.
Only because my mama was on the
and
live.
And yeah. I thought about that. Yeah. The whole Zoom. I'm like, it's really not, it's a choice. You know what I mean? It's just being intentional.
But I can do it because my mom was on the phone. I don't cuss in front of my mom.
Yeah.
I might say a few words here and there. If
but you're doing it now.
Like, but I don't be like, man, I don't do that with my mom because I have a reverence and a respect for her.
Yeah.
She don't play that. And I do believe currently to this day, she would take me out of this world like this.
Yeah.
Still to this day. So I don't have that. I don't even listen to certain music in front of my mom.
Yeah.
So. When she was on the Zoom, somebody pointed out, was like, you didn't cuss one time.
Not once.
And I wasn't thinking about it. It was just natural because my mom was on the Zoom. So it's possible.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Everybody say that. They be like, man, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. But I'm like, if you get a show on NBC, you ain't going to curse.
Right.
So you will stop it for them, but you ain't going to stop it for yourself. That's Ooh. How I look at it. I'm going to be like,
Jesus.
Because when you get a big show,
if they say don't cuss,
yeah,
you ain't gonna curse.
So do you not only cuss in
what
your
is
comedy?
In your eye,
right. I'm like, are you okay?
Oh, no, my eyes leak a lot. I got eye leakage. It be, I don't know if it's the water I drink or whatever, but I have to keep wiping the corner of my eyes because my eyes
I got
dripping.
Eye leakage.
Well, let it leak. You ain't giving it a chance.
Are you trying not to cry?
If it drop
it's not.
My eye.
No, if it drops, we'll just say that.
Oh, yeah, just say that.
We'll use it as promo.
Yeah, let
it
me
It got deep on the pod.
Right, cry.
Yeah, go.
do you cuss, like, in every day? You don't cuss at all?
Yeah, I curse.
Oh, okay.
Like,
okay.
I curse. I lay one down here, like, you know what I'm saying? I probably still say about 3 or 4 curse words a day now.
Okay, okay. But just not
three
in,
or four.
Not
that's
in
not
your,
bad.
Huh? Oh, no, that's not bad.
Oh, no, I don't curse on stage. I don't curse, period.
In your
I say damn and hell.
Okay. Mm. But you don't say like fuck.
And I say
me,
god
shit.
And I say goddamn. You know what I'm saying?
You say the F word?
No, I don't say okay. I just don't say the main words. But I just learned to speak. I speak hard so nobody don't notice I'm not cursing.
Is it easy is it hard to this is a random question, but is it hard to not cuss during sex?
Ooh, shit. Ooh, Jesus.
I said, mm-hmm.
I had
like,
sex and so.
I get on that ear and be like, mm-hmm. I'm going to say a little stuff like, man, you want to just be together for real?
What'd you say?
You want to be together?
You want to just be together for real?
Yeah. Ooh-wee. I ain't had sex in so long. Jesus, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus.
Every time I see you say that, you ain't had sex in so long.
Because every time you see me, I done went through a celibate phase and had a breakup and heartbreak. So I just be sitting my ass down. Jesus.
He said, I said,
Ooh, thank you, Lord, for black men.
Honestly, the more that you're celibate, the more that you, not desire, but you're in, like, I can't wait.
And I went to that relationship thing at Liv, and I asked questions with Imani. I told you about that. It was a relationship thing, like, for singles at church. We went on a Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, send in your questions. And I asked, is it a sin to masturbate?
And they said yes.
And I threw away my toy since that day. I
so when the last time? So you ain't let off?
So they said it was bad?
Couple months. Yes. Mm.
So, damn. So you just around here just stressed.
I'm fine.
I tried that second. I don't know if that's good for everybody.
Well, Wayne, wait. What a minute.
All right now.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's healthy for real. Every time I do it, my stomach swell up. This shit got stopped. Like I don't eat a bunch of bread.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Nah, this is true, man. Yeah, no, for sure. I'm telling you, that is definitely.
He is lying.
What?
You're lying.
He said my stomach swelled up like I ate a bunch of bread.
Man, I'd be like, man, my stomach. I'd be like, bruh.
I gotta have sex.
Like,
no.
No. That's not why. Mm-mm. You got some gut health issues.
No, and the tire there, and then it leaves. Dude, I don't pay attention to my body.
You're a liar. Oh
my God. I can't deal with that.
You know I'm not a liar. If you don't know nothing else, you know I ain't going to tell nothing but 110% true.
Yeah, I haven't had sex in a while. I'm not saying I'm going to be celibate.
How you living like that? I'm saying
I don't have a choice. Yeah, like, it's not like have a human that's even...
So you just be out here having sex, not with...
Heck no.
Oh, you have, so like, you have a person. People.
Man, listen. Have you ever heard about me out here? No, because if I deal with somebody, I deal with them. I deal with who I deal with.
Okay.
Point blank, period. I'm married to whoever I deal with. Whether it's married for 3 months at a time or what?
Married for a week? We married during this time. So you only talk to one person at once?
I always talk to one person at once.
Oh, that's good.
So are you currently in a situation right now? Do you have a...
I'm never in a situation.
Are you in a...
Are you talking to anybody?
Well, it's not a relationship.
That's how I get my content. Because I talk to women. Sure.
Like my ex. He'd be like, that's how I make my music. Yeah, because you're a fucked up person.
Yeah. You got to talk to... Man, women
that
don't wrote
that was triggering. I'm sorry.
Jesus.
Now I'm on the album.
Women wrote my
crying.
Own. So who your ex?
I'm sorry. I know. I'm like, good Lord.
It's old. No, back in... This was 2016.
Oh, you still can say
No, I'm not saying it.
Oh, I thought you want to talk about everything.
No. I thought you was authentic on here.
I'm not saying his name. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
We'll say it off mic. I'll say it.
Oh, so y'all ain't talking about everything on here for real.
No, we're
not going to expose people.
We can't just expose their lives. Like, I have to be cautious with people I put on this platform, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, just say it.
And he's good. Like, what's his name? Okay, so are you currently dealing with a person in that,
like, one-on-one
romantically?
But tread lightly now, because you know your girl's gonna watch this.
No, I talk to women. I've been talking to the same people
over and over.
Yeah, just talk about all, like, that don't mean I'm dealing with them sexually, but I'm gonna get me some Gucci, you know what I'm saying? Period. I don't care what nobody says. I don't type people. See, the reason I'm gonna tell you the reason why the way my brand worked, the church know I don't care what they talking about. See, everybody's scared, right. Scared of that audience. Mm. I was the one to be like, look, hey, man, Solomon said in the Bible, don't be too holy, don't be too wicked. Stay somewhere in the middle. This is hell here on earth. If you walk around somebody, you lying. Because how can you be? Mm. It's full of mess. Mm-hmm. So you saying, you walk, come on now. So it's like, you know, the first two laws, Jesus said, love thy neighbor and put him first, God first. Then you ain't going to do nothing too bad. That's the game. You ain't gonna be here doing nothing crazy. You ain't gonna do nothing. As long as you keep them two and love people, you ain't gonna do nothing too crazy. That's why I be careful who I deal with as women, because look at my baby mamas. I dealt with them, but couldn't leave them. I had to end up taking care of their whole life. Mm-hmm. You know, these women making $100,000 a year because my conscience and spirit and soul won't let me just let them be like that. I'm like, dog, man, she can't take the children. She can't go to work and take the child to school. I'm like, I got to free her. Because I made that choice. Mm. So even though I shouldn't have did that, you know, but at the same time, it's like I told my baby mama the other night, I said, listen, let's be real. Say, stop questioning me. I say, because some people, you better not even question their sins. I say, because if I would have dealt with you, where would you have been? You would have been with your sister them at. If I would have dealt with her mama, it would have been the same thing. Because even David in the Bible, people talk about David, but the reason why God loved David, people don't know this. You can't question a man of God sometimes, because even David's sin, when he dealt with Bathsheba.
Ooh, that's my story.
Who was born out of that?
That baby.
Solomon.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus was off that branch. So certain people, when you really got God, he'll even use your sins.
For
so
sure.
Certain people,
absolutely.
Certain people, you just got to be like, man, if you know they got a good heart, stop.
Yeah, but that doesn't give you license to just live in sin.
No, because God ain't going to let you. Okay. He did not let me. Look, I'll give each of It cost me $400,000. It cost me, that's $200,000.
He said, I am being
punished. It cost me $200,000 a month. To take care of the things, so he would not let her. Trust me, man of God, you can't check him on a God can check him.
Come on.
You can't. You refuse to be checked. I tell everybody, please, I refuse to be nut checked. Don't try me, because he going to check me. And he did. Because I'm stuck. I must.
Now I'm stuck.
I must take care of them.
Okay, so are you more? Do you want more children? Like, are you open to?
I never been. Do I want more? Mm-hmm. Not at this point. Nah.
You're good.
I think I don't did. I don't did. I think my children gonna start having children.
Mm-hmm. What about if you got with your life partner or met the woman of your dreams or whatever, and she wanted kids?
Let me ask her this. Now, do you want to just go travel and go kiss this jet just out of Jamaica real quick? Or you want to see him have children?
Oh, you would ask her that.
Like, let's be real. Everybody want to have fun.
Yeah.
I'm at that point. See, I'm back a child. See, I use my childhood to be grown, but now I'm a child. I'm having fun.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
I'm not in these deep moments. I ain't having no deep moments, man. I ain't got nothing. I ain't got no brokerage, no trauma. I don't have all that. I'm back a baby again.
I know that's crazy.
So I'm like, I want
to,
man, let's have good, let's have some good, let's make some good loving. Let's make some good loving and live.
They,
eat some good food, they drink some water and have fun, because we're going to die in a minute. Ooh. What is we doing?
In a minute. In a minute.
Ain't nothing that deep.
In a minute. In a minute.
That's true.
Ain't nothing that. Man, I tell my kids all the time, one of my daughters, I'm whooping them. And she say, why you up? She tried to pull this on me. Why you up me? You don't care about me like your other kid. I said, girl, pop. Look, don't play with me like that, because I done been that child. My mama done whooped me one time. My Uncle Chunk had died. I've been bad. They say, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? I'm like, I had to think of something. I was like, Uncle Chunk. They were like, what's wrong? I'm like, he be coming to see me at night. Man, that man that came to see me one time, my damn dream. Man, I know these children. Hey, you believe these humans if you want. Man, listen.
Believe these humans if you won't.
I know human beings.
Ooh, we. That is so true. The kids be lying.
We be lying. Like,
we be lying.
I remember lying.
We lie. That's why I don't play with my children. They keep it real with me. They mama think they know them. I'm like, man, you don't know this. You don't know this child. Yeah, I be. You gotta keep it real, bro. So I just like realness. That make this, even when you have sex, that make it better. Mm-hmm. If you can't be real with me, I can't, because you ain't going, your body ain't going to float.
Mm.
I love a woman, because I love a woman to keep it real.
Mm.
That's what I want. Now, I
somebody
want
to keep it real.
Honest, yeah, across the board.
Honest, because I'm going to be honest.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Because I'm going to be, I'm going to tell you, Doc, I'm going to tell you the truth. If you think you're SHIT, you better be it for real before you come to me, because I'm gonna be like, that ain't good. Work on that. I'm a queen. Yeah, you go in your spirit is coming, but it ain't there yet.
In your spirit,
that person that can we all walk around like kings?
No, for sure.
We all walk around like kings and queens, because deep down, that person is in us.
It's in you, but it's not perfected. It's not perfected.
Yeah. You see that movie Split?
With the personalities.
Yeah, personality. He was telling them about this beast. He had all these personalities. He said, when the beast come.
Ooh. Oh, yes. I remember that movie.
That white guy.
And the beast finally came. So what happened with people walking around with these egos, because they put in time ahead of that person haven't came out yet. You have to nourish that person and bring them out, because it ain't coming out until it's time.
And perfect them. So yeah.
When you're a king, people going to treat you like a king. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't never had no problem. When I walk places, people already respect me. They always had, because I'm not going ahead of myself.
Mm.
I'm like, man, I ain't there yet.
You right where you are.
Right. Like, I didn't want to. People want to be in big movies. I never want to be in big movies till I got my, now my acting is at that level. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing that yet.
Yeah.
I'm not ready.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to be embarrassed. That's a bad feeling. I like to talk junk, so you can't talk junk after you just lost. Like that. You can't come back to the rooms and walk into the parties and be like, I'm a winner, so I'm gonna compete. Yeah. So it's like, you know, a woman, I want a woman who just accepted all that and just be real, man. I know, baby, come on now. I know you want to go get that coochie away too. Stop playing. You mad because I cheated.
Why are you looking in the camera?
And you ain't cheat. Oh, I'm looking at the door.
Oh.
And when you keep it real, most women I talk to, the reason why it's hard for me to move to another woman, because I don't got them to be real. Every woman I done been with, they be real with me.
Mm.
They gonna tell me everything, because they know I ain't gonna judge them. Everybody tell, because people feel that I don't judge.
Mm.
People can feel that about me. And I need the truth, because then you could be who you really are.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Because you know the truth of me, but I'm not there. Sure. So you know, Wayne got all these kids, Wayne like
that. Yeah.
But I don't know you like that.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what you like.
That's the best part, though, when you truly are honest and you walk in your truth, because there's nothing to hide from that person.
But it's y'all fault, though.
Ooh.
Y'all women don't make good. y'all lie. Y'all don't be making guys. Y'all stroke the ego. Y'all won't tell him, bro, you ain't like that yet, bro.
Yeah.
Calm down.
What
stop,
you
stop talking.
Y'all, you have to say it in a certain way.
No. Y'all.
You're saying we need to do that?
Yeah.
But I feel like that's the opposite of what men want. Men want their ego
for
stroke.
Sure.
No, boys want the ego stroke. Uh-huh. A man want to grow. Mm. A real man want.
But that's what I'm saying. If you deliver it in the right y'all way, know,
y'all yeah. But there has to be a deliverance, yeah. In the right yeah. way.
If he hitting you from the side,
Jesus,
and you know, Christ. Goddamn, it's so awkward. He ain't nowhere near no spot. Stop him. Listen. This how Marcus used
sure,
to get it.
No, just, don't say that. Don't you say, can't that. Say that. Do not
but
say
for
that.
For sure. Y'all. We hey. Talked about that in the episode where you just be like,
man, so but y'all ain't keeping it real.
I know.
These men
know.
Walk around with a lot of confidence.
That's hard
bro.
To do. Yeah.
Ooh, they are confident. Ooh, and we are talking so much trash
and it's
about
our
them.
Fault.
Let me look at the camera. Men, let me tell you something. These women talk about y'all so bad.
So bad.
I done been around women. This dude talking one time. This girl texted me on the phone laughing in his face.
Jesus.
Listen, men, ooh, Jesus. Stay up. Be the best version of you. They are laughing at you. You ain't like that, bro. I promise you. If you was like that, the world will move out the way for you.
But men, wow. But men need to start asking, "What do you like?"
Right, right.
You know what I mean? It needs to be both people. I need, as a woman, I need to be able to know what I like.
Physically.
But men need to ask, "Do you like this?"
Yep.
Do you like that? Do you like? Tell me before we even get physical. Like, let's talk about it.
Yeah. Because you're having all these conversations outside of the bedroom, but in the bedroom, we're not. Talking to our partners.
Well, even before the bedroom, you could talk about sex before having sex.
You know what, man?
Yeah.
Don't give a woman what she say she want.
Jesus Christ.
Give her what God want for her. Because what she say she want ain't going to never please her. But if you give her what God want for her, and only God going to tell you what to do because she don't even know.
Jesus.
So you got to connect yourself to God, my guy.
I know that's right.
And he gonna tell you right. How to really make no women.
Yes.
Please,
let God tell you.
Spiritually, physically, mentally, and all that. And that's the only way. That's the secret.
That's the secret.
You seen Swarm, right?
Yeah,
I ain't watched the whole thing.
So good.
But the end of the ending ended crazy.
You didn't watch the whole thing, but you saw the ending?
No, I'm saying I didn't watch it. I missed by a couple episodes, I watched the ending. And the end of the thing came on. He said, only with God you get a perfect ending. You know, and people miss that. It's like, man, God gonna make sure your life go be kind of.
Yep. Yeah.
You ain't gonna be able to please that woman until you connect to.
That's the secret. Connect to the source.
But that's what we talked about in a few episodes ago. Like, at the end of the day, he's the only one that knows us individually. Like, the ins and outs of us. He knows everything.
Things we don't even know about ourselves.
No. I mean, he knows us intimately. Like, he created us personally. So as a man, you don't have a relationship with God. You're never going to please your wife.
Jesus.
Fully, you're never going to do it. Ever.
It's
always going to be something missing.
You know what a man wants? It's simple. It's easier to please a man for y'all women than it is to please a man who ain't connected to God. Because to please a man who got God, you don't got to do nothing to please yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I tell a man will get tired of a woman put too much energy into him. But he never get tired of a woman. Put too much energy into her.
Because
a real man ain't gonna allow you to love him that hard so you could be hurt. Anytime your heart been hurt, I said this online, you don't gave away too much energy. It's like you don't spend too much money at the mall, so now it's affecting your bank account. So you got to put that energy into you. Drink your water. Worry about you. Stop worrying about me. I'm good. I'm gonna warm meals on me. You know what I mean? Like I ain't finna go hungry. Now I want you to cook it, but I ain't finna okay. So it's like, put that energy into you so we both can glow together.
Yeah.
And every time we touch, every time we talk,
ooh,
you pouring all into me.
You're empty.
And then I'm taking it to somebody else.
Ooh, Jesus. Lord have mercy.
So y'all put, I ain't gonna lie, man, y'all kind of work too hard. Women don't be, man, women put relationships for God sometimes, man.
No, 100%.
100%. 100%. I did that so much in my past.
A real man ain't gonna let you do that. We passed that. He ain't gonna accept your love. He gonna let you have it. He gonna be like, you love you, and then that way,
come back when you're ready.
Yeah.
I was listening to something about Miles Monroe because you know I've been on this like whole kingdom kick, and he has a whole thing about the kingdom, and he was basically talking about like a lot of us have priorities, but we don't. They're not in the right order.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can have priorities, my kids, God, family, my job, but if I put my job first. Kids second, friends third, God, like I have they are my priorities, but they're not
In the right order.
Yep. And the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and everything else will be added unto you. And if you seek that, it doesn't say seek anything else. That's what Miles Monroe was talking about. He was Jesus. Like, he says, seek the kingdom and you won't have to look for nothing else. Just seek that.
Girl, your finances, your kids, you your home, your relationship is fine.
You speaking, girl.
But that's the word.
Listen here. You are speaking.
You are so old.
You speaking now. You just said something. Basically, I want a woman who seek God. Stop telling me about your damn business, man. I don't got
But that's everybody, and men too. Seek the kingdom. Yeah.
And then you'll know how
to deal with that woman. Woman, seek the kingdom and you'll know how to be a good wife. Man. You'll know how to be a good friend. You'll know how to be a good business person. But you got to seek kingdom first. And a lot of times we're not seeking what God wants for us and taking our rightful position in the kingdom. And that's why we're out here chaotic.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We have to seek that. And then everything else, literally, you don't even have to look for it. He will give it to you.
Yep.
Literally hand it over to you.
Yep.
But we don't want to prioritize the kingdom. We don't want to prioritize God. And we want him to do it for
us. And fix all these things.
My friend texted me the other day and we were having a conversation. He was like, you know, we ask for a house and God will give us a tree. And I said, that is so like God.
Mm.
Build your house.
Mm. Here. You have the tools. Build it.
Why are you asking me for something that you can have?
Jesus.
Make it.
Lord,
go do
have
it.
Mercy. Uh-huh.
You speaking, girl.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, seek the kingdom. Okay. Like, go do it.
Yep.
Like, I'll give it to you. I'll give you the tools to do it. Just go do it. Mm-hmm. Like, you're asking me for something you already have the ability to have. Oh, I want a good man. Seek the kingdom. I want a purpose. Seek the kingdom. I want healthy relationships. Seek the kingdom.
Yep.
It's that simple. I want to be successful. Seek the kingdom.
Yep.
It's that simple.
Yep.
And especially in relationships. Like, I've learned that the most in our relationship.
Yeah.
It's like, as I pursue God more, I'm a healthier person in general.
Ooh-wee, that's good.
When I seek the kingdom, I'm healthy.
Healthier.
Like, period. Yep. Like, I just am a healthier person.
Yep.
So I just think that that's super important.
That's real, though. Because that's what got my... I was in a big mess. All them children in the hood and all that. I was like, damn, but I'm taking care of them, but I'm still a dope. Man, I picked up that Bible 2012. Let me tell you. First thing it did, my dad left. He was like, start drinking water. I got off beef and pork. He was changing me every day.
What caused you, before you talk about your change and transition when you picked up the word, what caused you to pick it up?
Man, I was laying in the bed. I was in the streets. I had like $60,000. I had Plies coming, you know, the rapper Plies.
Mm-hmm.
I had him coming in July. Got them LeBron, them playing... I was like, everything was good. On the man in the streets, the women like me. And I was like, man, I know this in this story. I like, bro, I don't seen this before. I like, man, I'm up, but I'm up in the wrong world.
That gave me chills.
And my niece had a Bible.
Oh, my goodness.
I had read
Thank
the books.
Thank you, Jesus.
I had read 48 Laws of Power, read Arsenic and Death, read all these books.
Mm-hmm.
That I had never read the Bible. So I picked it up. And I started reading that night. I started from the beginning because people don't tell you how to read it. I just started from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I started reading that Bible. Now, it started immediately.
Mm-hmm.
My life was changing. You know what I mean? He was making things not work in that world anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I lost money with Plies because they had somebody called a bomb threat. He had a lot of police out there and all that. So I lost like $22,000. And the end was a drop. I couldn't buy no more dope. You know what I'm saying? So, but he was, from that moment, I realized when I submitted myself and he was working on me, it ain't changed overnight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I still sold dope for more years. But he told me in my spirit, he said, you're going to be famous at 27. I was telling people that. I said, I'm going to be famous at 27.
Wow.
I went viral at 26 October. I was building my first nightclub. And then by the time I was 27, I had like 250,000 followers on Facebook. And I was just Country Wayne thing was emerging.
Mm.
And then I was just... You know, I kept reading. I still read. I'm on my A trip now. I done read it 7 times.
The Bible.
Yeah.
From front to back.
Front to back. I don't skip a page. So every day now, I just read a page.
Mm.
And I just go through the year like that. And I don't miss. I read before 12 o'clock. If I don't have sex, I can't sex or something. I take a bath first. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't go to the Bible like that right now. You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
But,
okay.
No, but when I started seeking him, he lined up my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and now, even now, somebody, they ask me the interview, they're like, man, why, how you really be having time for your kids? I'm like, bro, I'm going to be honest. Like, the way God sent me a little way, the way I make my money now, I don't have a tour.
Yep.
So it's like, he even,
mm-hmm.
he, the mess I made.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He came and fixed
because,
it all.
Because he promises in his word, he will work all things out for your good for those who love him and are called to their purpose. Because you decided to say, all right, God, I love you and I'm going to follow my purpose. He took all the shit that you did and any of the bad stuff and he just turned it out and made it good.
Made it work
but
out.
But it only is that if you seek.
If you seek him. But people scared to seek him though. People scared to say Jesus. People be saying God. I told somebody the other day, they believe in somebody else.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I say, listen, God chose Saul in the Bible because remember Saul was, everybody who believed in Jesus, he was persecuting. Mm-hmm. So, but he chose somebody who was working against him because he know when you was against me, you was good.
Yep.
You was serious about it.
Yep.
So I told somebody, I said, you ain't even serious about the God you know, because they know who I ain't real. I told him, I was like, what's his name?
What's his name?
So you ain't even serious about, I said, your God mad, because they like, man, I'm like, people scared to say Jesus, bro. They scared to say him. If you believe in Jesus, even if you believe in Buddha, I feel like rep that. If you believe in whatever, rep it. Because I want you on my team. I don't care if you're doing negative. Mm. If I see you serious about what you're doing,
because he can turn any...
That's how he did Saul. Saul was stronger than Peter and all them.
Saul was wild.
Saul was the one he was killing. If you believe in Jesus.
Killing Christians everywhere. Jesus left said, I want him. Turned him into Paul. Wrote half the Bible.
Jesus, I ain't got to that story yet.
He said, I want him, but
I'm still in Genesis.
So it's like, you got to seek him, man, because I promise you, you're going to fail, man. You don't know what's going to happen with finance. You don't know what's going to happen with your health. But I promise you, bro, if you just put God first, all that other stuff. And to be honest to all the men out there, women only chase a man of God. I'm telling you, you think you got a woman. If a man who connected come around, she want him.
That is the let me tell you.
The sexiest thing.
He knows God.
In the world.
But y'all, y'all need to tell me that because y'all got them thinking it's the clothes they wear. They be like, make sure I'm fresh. And
well, no,
drip.
Now in the mindset I'm in, I would have never said the sexiest thing about a man is him knowing God 5 years ago. Well, you get what I'm saying? I had to grow to get to that mindset and that understanding and knowing that.
Well, I ain't never had no problem. Every woman I done been around.
But I'm saying that wasn't like the first thing coming out of my mouth. No. Oh, he's sexy because he loves God. Now it is. I'm like, that's fire.
Yeah.
Teach me something.
Yeah. But that wasn't
a man of God, if he got God, you going to want him.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I think you're going to want them regardless, but I think that if you're not a woman with that type of mentality, you're not looking for...
But how you know if you got them?
I think regardless, a certain man, especially a man led by God, he's going to show up in a way.
In his character, in his values,
you know what I'm saying? He's
going to
show up in a certain way.
Everything.
Let me tell you, I be telling men this. I tell men, I say, boy, we don't know nothing about women. A man don't know nothing about a woman. We think we know y'all. But y'all women, boy. Y'all don't know men for real.
I know.
I told one girl, she was trying to tell me. I'm like, she's like, because it's about his birthday. I say, well, why you gave him some coochie then? If you so goddamn.
Oh, old.
But,
oh,
I was old. But then you just gave another one just like that some coochie. So it's like, man, a man could trick you. So a woman could trick a man. A human could trick a human.
A human can trick a human.
The only way you know is the fruit, and it ain't about financials.
Yep.
Yeah.
You ask the people around him.
Yep.
Go ask his grandma.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ask his friends. Ask his baby mama.
Character.
Yeah, his character.
It's the fruit.
Character.
Because if I ain't got no fruit, don't trust a tree ain't grow no fruit, because I don't know what's coming out them branches.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Jesus came with fruit. That just started with miracles. Goddamn. Mm-hmm. It, you know, you turn water into wine, I'm like, nobody believe in this joke. Goddamn, I'm going to give him a shot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They out there walking on water. They going, it's like, it's their fruit, because people tricking people. And people hate, it ain't about the heartbreak. People hate to be tricked, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you want, that's spiritual rape.
Ooh, Jesus.
If you come to somebody and they think you somebody else and you letting them allow to do that, and then later on they find out you somebody else, that was spiritual rape.
Ooh, wee.
So imagine what your spirit feeling like. Now you hate. That hate is in everybody's eyes. Because it's like when you get a bad contract, like B. Simone said. When you said that now, I'm like, I feel you. Because the energy is so raw.
It's so bad.
And then you ever be in a deal, then you realize later on,
this person
made so much money. Yeah.
It's sick.
Used you up. Sick. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I understand. But man, so that's what's going on. Human beings tricking human beings because we don't know each other. But if you truly know yourself, if I know what I done.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, I don't got no dealt with this girl. End up with her friend. End up there. I'm like, boy, these some And God still rocking with me like this.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Goddamn, what you done did?
Right. Mm-hmm. Ooh, we.
Because mm-hmm. he still allowed me, like, what got you? So it's like, we don't know each other. We just got to know ourselves. And when you know yourself, you know everybody. Yeah. You can look at a person and be
I know
what a person want. I know what a woman want. I know how she want to be talked to.
And being led by the source.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You need to be led.
The source going to like you to have fun. Once you find the source, he says, Solomon had more wisdom than everybody. He said, man, he realized when you begin to enjoy eating and drinking more than anything, just want something to eat and something to drink, that's when you don't find it.
Because
once you don't find the source, I don't hit the lottery. Mm. So everything else now, I'm trying to have some fun, man.
Yeah,
for sure.
I ain't searching. They could take all this, man. I don't give a damn about that. I get to sleep.
But that's the ultimate goal. Love rest.
He is so tired.
I asked him, can you be there at 9? He said, yes. I said, okay, it's only going to be 45 minutes to an hour. You ain't got to be that long. Was 9 early for you?
Not for you, because you've been on that Jesus journey. So me and you more connected now. See, me and you more connected, and I can feel you.
Wayne.
No, for real.
All right, y'all. Before we finish this conversation, we got 20 more minutes of this conversation only on Patreon.
We're
going to get a little deeper with Country Wayne. I got some questions for you.
How deep you want to get me?
Jesus.
How deep you want to get
me? On a scale from 1 to 10, I want a 10.
You can break the internet right now, though.
Yeah. All right, y'all, go to our Patreon. Make sure you subscribe before we
about
get
to
out
get
of
juicy
here.
On Patreon. Okay,
we're gonna,
wait,
do, it on, okay, we gonna do it on Patreon.
I'm taking my shoes.
We're gonna do it on Patreon. Bet. He's trying to do that.
Good.
Before we go,
I'm excited. I'm sure. Ready.
I don't know what's gonna happen on Patreon.
Okay, so we always do. What do you know for sure, and what are you saying no to for sure?
Country Wayne.
Huh?
What do you know for sure, and what are you saying no to for sure?
Do we do that before we go? What do you know in KNOW?
I know God real.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I say no to for sure is negativity. Stunting that negative shit.
He's like, I just want to rest.
To rest.
My mind, my body, my spirit.
It needs to be at
it
rest.
It needs to dwell with the Lord.
Wee.
Dwell. Ooh, thank you, God. No, seriously,
dwell.
Rest. Dwelling with the Lord. That's
man,
it.
Y'all funny, man. Y'all good. Y'all
I mean
a good combination, but.
Rest. Ooh, I need to rest.
My spirit.
My mind.
My soul.
My body.
And my flesh.
Ooh, my flesh.
What?
Sit down.
Have a seat.
Nigga, I didn't know you was that funny until you got on this podcast. So, like, bro, like you, I did not know unless to see you used to be like strictly business and all that.
She's hilarious.
I'm not.
I know, you're hilarious. My girl. Thank you.
Megan funny, boy.
That's my girl, man. I love
this
her so much.
This one here, when we were at Alex's house.
Bro, you had me laughing, boy.
Hilarious. Okay, save it for Patreon.
Okay, what are you saying no to for sure? What do you know for sure?
I'm saying no to a man that doesn't know God.
Period.
That is not trying to cultivate a relationship with him, because I'm working on that right now. So if you don't know Jesus, please get on up. Hold on a minute. Get on up on out of my face. I'm saying no to that. What I know for sure is that God is changing me rapidly, quickly, and I'm open to everything he has for me right now.
100%. What I know for sure is I know that seeking the kingdom first is the key to it all.
That's
like
it.
You seek that and everything else.
That's
I promise
it.
You. Like, it's been proven. What am I saying no to for sure?
Yeah.
I'm saying no to a man that does not have an intimate relationship with God.
Period. Period. Because you're lost.
God. I just never.
How are you going to lead me? You leading me into the wilderness.
For sure.
Making fun.
You leading me into hell. Jesus.
It's like, I didn't even get a chance to have fun.
We're going to talk about that on Patreon too. Oh my. Okay, y'all. It is Wednesday or Tuesday, whenever you're reading this. We drop episodes every Wednesday on YouTube. Tuesday, the audio drops, and on Patreon, we drop. But every Friday, you get extra content on Patreon. So we're going to be on Patreon with Country Wayne. Head on over to Patreon right now. If it's by Friday, it's up. Go check it out. We're going to finish this conversation. And I love you guys.
Love you guys.
Bye.
What's up?
Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
And follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.